Breaking news, Cristiano Felicio is in fact Cristiano Felicio. I'm Heath Cummings, joined by Mike McClure at the Sportsline DFS podcast. That was not a great start to the quote-unquote second half of the NBA season, Mike.
That was an awful start, and I don't know what happened. Did he rub off on Lauri Markkanen too? Because he looked about like Cristiano Felicio last night.
And Joel Embiid looked like he was going against Cristiano Felicio, so we're going to forget all about that. It's Friday. It's a monster Friday slate on February the 23rd. We're going to get back in the win column on this slate. Let's jump right to the big news of the day. Shane Larkin's out for the Celtics, so adjust your lineups accordingly. Now, Marcus Smart is probable to return for the Celtics. That's bigger news. The Hawks will be without Malcolm Delaney. Jabari Parker still on a 20-minute limit for the Bucks. Wayne Selden, Chandler Parsons, both out for Memphis. Mario Chalmers is questionable. Kelly Olynyk, doubtful for the Heat. Trevor Ariza and Eric Gordon are both probable for the Rockets. Tyson Chandler is doubtful for the Suns. Tyler Ulis is questionable. Avery Bradley and CJ Williams, questionable again. No reports on whether Tyrone Wallace had car troubles getting to shoot around today. Ricky Rubio, questionable for the Jazz. Lonzo Ball, questionable for the Lakers. Dorian Finney-Smith is out for the Mavs, and Nerlens Noel is questionable. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Like, a lot of these teams are coming back from their very first game from the break, and that's a lot of injury news and a lot of questionables. Like, you guys have had 6 days to decide if you're going to play in this game. How are you still questionable?
It doesn't make much sense to me, but, you know, hey, we're going to embrace it.
And this is exactly why you should take advantage of our offer and become a Sportsline member so you can get Mike's last minute up-to-date advice right before lock. And that's exactly what you should do for just $1. And the promo code on that, Mike, is at the DFS podcast.
Promo code DFS podcast, $1 for your first month.
That is an outstanding deal. We're going to win you money and give you advice for just a dollar. It doesn't get any better than that. Mike, who is your must play on this monster Friday slate?
Must play of the night for me is Jimmy Butler, who is probable for this game despite missing the All-Star game. I believe he had a little too much fun in Los Angeles and wasn't able to play there, but I love him in this spot. It's a fast-paced game against the Rockets, and his ability is going to be needed on both ends of the floor all night. So give me Jimmy Butler as my must play.
Butler, $9,200 on FanDuel. These two teams faced each other not too long ago on Valentine's Day Eve, in fact, and he did not give us sweets in that game. 32.4 FanDuel points in just 36 minutes. But we don't care that much about that. It's a good spot for Butler, paced up. I like the call. You're going with a small forward. I'm going with a shooting guard. It's Tyreek Evans. We talked about it before. Memphis has plenty of questions in terms of who's going to be playing at guard tonight. Well, I guess Chalmers is really the only question, but they already have some guys ruled out. The Grizzlies can't trade Tyreek Evans, so they're going to play him and maybe even try to re-sign him. He has a great matchup against, not just against the Cavs, who are not good defensively, but against the Cavs on the road on the second night of a back-to-back. And he's going to have to play a bunch of minutes and have huge usage.
Yeah, I love the call. I think Tyreek Evans, you know, if you've watched or listened to the show much at all, you know that I have no issue playing Tyreek Evans. So I'm all on board there.
I'm going to stay away tonight from Nikolai Mirotic. He has been pretty good for the most part since he arrived in New Orleans. We've seen a 61-point performance. We've seen 48. For the most part, he's been right in that 40-point range. 7,500, price isn't bad. It is a pretty terrible matchup, though. The Heat have been awesome against power forwards so far this year.
Yeah. I'm going to stay away from Jrue Holiday. I think he's just too expensive because, like you said, you're must play with Tyreek Evans. I like Tyreek Evans a lot. DeMar DeRozan's cheaper. It's just at $8,500 on FanDuel, I don't see any reason to play Jrue Holiday when you could also pay $500 more for Bradley Beal. So Jrue Holiday is my fade of the night.
Let's jump right over to the Sportsline odds page then and get into the games. The Clippers, 5.5-point favorites at Phoenix. We've got a 229 over under. Clippers did play last night, so it's another second half of a back-to-back on the road, but when you're facing Phoenix, that probably doesn't matter. Phoenix is a team that we've used a lot this year because they've had injury issues. They're pretty healthy right now, though.
They're kind of healthy right now. They still are a little thin in the front court, knowing that Tyson Chandler is doubtful for tonight. So immediately, the first play that I'm looking at in this game is Alex Len. He's always a risk. You know, he's pretty much a permanent tournament play. But given the pace of play in this game and the fact that the Clippers are on the back-to-back, I really think that Alex Lynn is a core cash game play on both sites tonight. So he's the number one target in this game for me.
Dragon Bender and Marquise Chris, both under $4,000 now on FanDuel. Both not bad tournament punts. Bender has been the better player as of later. At least he was before the All-Star break. But I kind of feel like with certain situations, especially these types of guys, you almost have to hit the reset switch at the All-Star break.
Yeah, you definitely do. So it's, you know, it's certainly not a, you know, on a normal situation, like you're saying, if this was a week before the All-Star break, Dragon Bender would probably be a lock for me tonight. Just at that price point, knowing that he's probably going to play 35 minutes, like he's the guy there. But I do think you need to pause a little bit on him. Probably tournament only for me tonight, but definitely someone I'm still interested in.
Devin Booker, 7,700 on FanDuel. He's had plenty of time to rest. He's healthy now. He's about all this Phoenix offense has. How do you like him at that price, or does the presence of Elfrid Payton hurt his usage a little bit?
I mean, I think it knocks his usage a little bit, but I do think he's a fine play still. You know, I'm not going to say he's a must play, but I do think that he's someone you probably will want some exposure to if you're playing multiple lineups. You know, this is the highest total on the board tonight, and, you know, there are great plays on both sides of this game. So, you know, if you're looking to stack a game, I definitely think that Devin Booker's probably in your game stack. I certainly prefer him more than a guy like Drew Holiday, who I'm fading tonight. So, yeah, I like Devin Booker.
But do you prefer him to the other $7,000 shooting guard in this game? Lou Williams is $7,000. Austin Rivers, $5,600. If you're going to play Clippers, those are the two you consider, right?
Yeah, those are the two Clippers I'm considering. I had some interest in Danilo Gallinari, but he is probable to play. Had a little injury concern last night. I'm hoping that he's kind of limited a little bit. And
right.
I'm kind of hoping that Avery Bradley doesn't return. He's listed as questionable. I kind of think he's not going to play. So, no, I don't like Devin Booker more than Lou Williams. Lou Williams is my favorite play from the Clippers and definitely someone you should be getting in your lineups.
The problem with this game is if we're really locking in Tyreek and Jimmy Butler, it's going very quickly. You're going to rule out any possibility of playing a stud.
Right. And that's a little scary, but this game, you know, we kind of saw it a little bit with the Warriors game last night. You know, this is going to be a game that's going to have a similar total to what the Warriors and Clippers did last night.
Yeah, 229 is the over-under right now. The second highest over-under of the night, Minnesota at Houston. You already talked about Jimmy Butler. The Rockets are 8.5-point favorites. We've got a 227 over-under. I mentioned these teams played not too long ago. And right before that game, we talked about, you know, it's not a great matchup with Karl-Anthony Towns going against Clint Capella. In fact, I like Clint Capella more. That was awfully dumb. Karl-Anthony Towns, 64.9 FanDuel points in their last matchup. He has faced the Rockets twice this year, and he has destroyed them both games. He's 9,700 on FanDuel now. Over on DraftKings, you can get a little Towns for 9,400. I assume you like him more than Capella now, but are you going to play either one of these guys?
I like him more than Capella. I don't know yet if I'm going to play Karl-Anthony Towns.
It's going to be difficult.
Yeah, it's really not easy. Like you said, if you're starting with Jimmy Butler, Tyreek Evans, you know, you kind of have to take a stand. And if you do take Towns, he's pretty much the last expensive guy that you're going to take tonight. You know, I like him. I think he's fine in this matchup. I think the scenario in which I'm using him, though, is if I'm just kind of trying to do a game stack.
Right. And again, this is an very expensive game to stack. We've got Chris Paul at 8,900 at point guard, James Harden at 11,400 at shooting guard, Jimmy Butler at 92 at small forward. These are all FanDuel prices. Who is your second favorite play in this game behind Butler?
I think it's Chris Paul for me. I think that, you know, having the time off for the All-Star break is going to help. He had a few games before the break that weren't very good, only 37 points or 37 FanDuel points against Minnesota the last time out. But, you know, at this point in his career, giving Chris Paul a week off is a very good thing. And I think that he's probably my favorite play here. And I think he approaches 50 fantasy points tonight.
Over on DraftKings, he is 9,100. Butler is 9,000. Tyreek is 79. Would you rather go with a Paul Butler than an Evans Butler?
Probably.
It does make it more difficult to fit players in. But Alex Lynn's going to help a little bit. And we've got more value coming. Anyone else we haven't talked about in this game yet?
I mean, we can always mention James Harden. I probably will be taking the stance where I'm fading James Harden tonight also. Just the price point is really difficult to get to, and there are so many other options you can use at the position.
Yeah, I don't love it at 11-4 with pretty much everybody for the Rockets healthy. So let's move on. The Dallas Mavericks are at the Los Angeles Lakers. Lakers are 4-point favorites. We've got a 223 over-under. First order of business, Lonzo Ball listed as questionable. Do you expect him to return tonight?
I don't know. I don't really have a good feel for it, and I don't care much because I'm not playing him if he does.
Right, but does it change your feeling about any of the other guards for the Lakers?
Maybe a little. I honestly don't know yet. We need some more information on it. You know, I don't really have a read based on the line, but that's also difficult to tell because the Dallas Mavericks have come out and said that they're going to start tanking.
But what does tanking mean for a guy like Dennis Smith Jr., who is one of their best players, but he's also one of their youngest players that needs to play?
Well, it probably still means, you know, everybody on the team is going to play 24 minutes and nobody's going to play 36.
So you're basically fading this game.
I don't know yet. It's hard to because of the total and, you know, the matchup is great for both teams, really. But I really don't know what's going to happen with Dallas. Like, I do not have a good read on that situation at all yet.
That is not great. Let's just move on to a game that we will have better takes on. The Milwaukee Bucks at Toronto. Raptors are 7.5-point favorites. We've got a nice over-under on this one, 215.5. I mean, you start, of course, with Giannis at small forward on FanDuel. He's only 10,800. That's not bad. This is not a great matchup. Over on DraftKings, he's small forward and power forward eligible. He's 10-5. He's the fourth most expensive player on this slate. I don't have any aversion to Giannis.
Yeah, no, I'm not against it. I'm probably more likely to play Giannis than I am someone like James Harden tonight. But I, you know, it's kind of difficult again to get there if we're starting with Jimmy Butler, Tyreek, or Jimmy Butler, Chris Paul.
Right. You know, it's extremely difficult. And on FanDuel right now, we've got all three of them in. So we'll hope we find some value plays somewhere down the line. How do you feel about Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, Chris Middleton?
I think they're all great tournament plays tonight. I think that they're all going to go overlooked. You know, 7,900 for Kyle Lowry, pretty good spot for him. And the one that's, you know, the price has really fallen back down to a level that makes him playable again is DeMar DeRozan. I mean, we're not seeing the 60 fantasy point upside like we were for a while. But I think that this is a pretty good spot for DeMar DeRozan. I think he's going to have to score the basketball quite a bit tonight. So he's one of my favorite tournament plays.
Yeah, the only thing I don't like about DeRozan is the fact that he's probably going to be matched up with Middleton.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, I think he's a fine tournament option. We'll move on to New Orleans, where the Miami Heat take on New Orleans, who is a 2.5-point favorite, 214.5 over under. Weird situation here because I don't really like the Pelicans all that much in this matchup. The Heat have not necessarily been a very good matchup for anyone. My stay away was Mirotić. Your stay away was Jrue Holiday. We have not mentioned Anthony Davis, and we haven't talked about anybody on the Heat.
Yeah, Anthony Davis, you know, we say this every time, but the issue with Anthony Davis is always the price point. And, you know, here you got the matchup, got Whiteside on the floor, which probably limits rebound upside a little bit. So I probably am going to end up fading Anthony Davis as well tonight. And as far as the Heat, I mean, I think, you know, there's a lot of guards, and if you can pinpoint which one is going to do well, you know, I think there's going to be a Heat player that plays very well, and it's going to be one of the guards, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm going to play Goran Dragic, 6,700, much better play in tournaments, although he's not a bad cash game option either. He's just been a little bit up and down before the All-Star break, but he should be well-rested, and this is an outstanding matchup for point guards.
Yeah, the other guy I'm interested in, though, is Dwayne Wade. I think that there's, you know, again, another guy that should benefit from the week off. And, you know, we'll see if he gets more than 22 minutes. I don't know. But at 4,500, I think that he is an interesting option that I think should have a relatively high floor in this kind of a matchup with New Orleans.
The one thing, and it's probably not a problem because, you know, hashtag heat culture, they don't have any problems there. But how soon did this team get to New Orleans after the All-Star break? Have they been in New Orleans for the last couple of days? That might be a bit of an issue. I mean, I know they're from Miami, so it's not that big a deal, but still, it's a little bit of a concern. Cleveland Cavaliers, 5.5-point favorites at Memphis with a 213.5 over-under. Again, the Cavs coming off of their game last night. They may be a little tired. They are on the road. I'm staying away from LeBron tonight at 11-3.
Yeah.
Okay. Tyreek Evans is my must-play in this game. I also think Marc Gasol at 8,000 is not a terrible option.
Yeah, Marc Gasol is a very interesting option tonight. I think that he makes, you know, a lot of sense. I don't think he's going to return a ton of value. Like, I don't think he's going to score 60 fantasy points at 8K.
Right.
But I think he could definitely get you 45, which is really what you're looking for here.
Right, and 7,600 on DraftKings, so even a little bit better value over there. Anyone on the Cavs you're considering, or you're just fading them because they're at Memphis and they're on the second half of back-to-back?
I mean, you know, we can always mention a guy like Rodney Hood. 4,700, I think he's a nice alternative to a guy I just mentioned in Dwayne Wade. Hood is the guy that's, you know, getting some minutes here. He played 27 last night, 24 the game before against Oklahoma City before the break. I think that, you know, Hood is the guy that's going to get the minutes. He's going to have the usage still. So maybe Rodney Hood, I guess.
Let's move on to the San Antonio Spurs at Denver. Denver, a 3-point favorite with a 213 over under. Nikola Jokic is over $10,000 on DraftKings. He's 10,300. He is the fifth most expensive player on the slate, just $200 less than Giannis. I assume you're not paying that for Jokic.
I'm probably not going to pay it for him, but you know, I didn't play him last time out, and he scored 30 points, 15 rebounds, and 17 assists.
That doesn't feel great.
No.
But there's an enormous upside here.
Yeah.
In this game, I think what I'm most interested in is the matchup between Jamal Murray and DeJounte Murray.
Yeah.
They're both right in that $6,000 to $7,000 price range. Which Murray do you prefer?
Probably Jamal Murray still.
Okay. He's 6,800. Neither of these are particularly a great matchup, but not a matchup you have to avoid at point guard. Kind of everywhere else, it is a matchup you have to avoid.
Yeah, no, I'm not real interested. So the thing for the Spurs, Rudy Gay is returning, and I don't really know how that's going to affect everyone else's minutes because it's, you know, they've kind of got a logjam of wings there anyway. So I'm probably going to be avoiding the Spurs until I see what happens here.
Yeah, I think that Rudy Gay could have a very negative impact on that whole situation outside of Murray. So I will stay away from that as well. The Hawks are at the Pacers, who are 7.5-point favorites in a game that has a 211.5 over under. We've talked about it for most of the year. The Hawks get just destroyed by big men. Miles Turner, $7,000. He's back in that 29 to 30 minute range on a pretty regular basis. He's got big upside tonight.
Big upside tonight. You know, when you mentioned a guy like Marc Gasol, I might prefer a guy like Miles Turner because I think I could use that extra $1,000 tonight. But yeah, so I like the upside here for Miles Turner. I think that he's probably going to be under-owned still. I don't think people are really going to be interested in paying $7,000 for him here, but I do like this matchup.
I don't think I'm playing Victor Oladipo at $10,000 on FanDuel tonight.
So here's the thing. I'm not playing him probably, but if you ask me to play a top-tier shooting guard, I'm going to play Oladipo over Harden tonight and save the money.
Because of the price, yeah. I wouldn't necessarily disagree with that. I do think it's not a bad spot for Torian Prince at $4,500 if you're looking for a punt at small forward.
Yeah. Meh, I can see that.
Meh is exactly how I feel about it as well. Charlotte at Washington. Dwight Howard just proving once again that the center matchup, especially against Brooklyn, is a great one. He had a double-double in the first quarter last night.
Yep.
He put up 45 FanDuel points, which was right basically at value, but he played 29 minutes. So the nice thing about that is I don't think he's going to be tired tonight. The bad thing is he's going to have to wrestle with Marcin Gortat. I'm fading Dwight Howard tonight.
Yeah, I'm all on board with the Dwight Howard fade. You know, the guy we just pointed out, Miles Turner, prefer him. And I honestly would still rather save 600 and play Marc Gasol. So no Dwight Howard for me either.
Any interest in any of the Wizards?
Yeah, I think Tomas Satoransky could be interesting. You know, the price point isn't great. 6,500, you know, it's certainly on the rise, but he's still playing very well. You look at his last game log. I mean, he's basically averaging 40 fantasy points per game in the last three. Now, he did play Cleveland, the Knicks, and the Bulls in his last three. So that's something to keep in mind. But I do like him because, you know, Kemba Walker isn't the best defender in the league.
I'm going to go ahead and plug him in over on DraftKings where he's just 5,700. I think that that value we could use over on DraftKings. Is there anyone at all on Charlotte that you're considering on the second half of a road back-to-back?
No, I don't think so. Not at this point.
Boston Celtics, 2-point favorites at Detroit with a 208.5 over under. We do have the revenge game for Marcus Morris. Is that the only interesting thing about this game?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I mean, obviously, Andre Drummond is always kind of interesting the way he's playing.
Right.
But like, other than that, no, I don't think there's much interest there.
And I will tell you the bad thing about Marcus Morris tonight is I would expect with Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond both in the lineup was that we're going to get a big Celtics lineup, which means we're going to get the Baines-Horford combination, which probably means a few less minutes for Morris.
You just reminded me of something.
What did I remind you of?
This is a big revenge game for Aaron Baines.
Ooh.
As I like to call him, the Big Baines theory. He is going to explode tonight against his former team.
$3,600 on DraftKings. Do I do it?
Yes.
He is in the lineup at utility. $3,600 on DraftKings. Aaron Baines, revenge game, going up against the big lineup for the Detroit Pistons. Only $3,800 on FanDuel. I'm not going to put him in on FanDuel because we've already got Alex Lynn in at 45. Yep. And the difference there, like, don't choose Aaron Baines over Alex Lynn.
Right. No, if you're going to do it, play both of them and get, you know, maybe closer to another stud in the lineup by doing so.
Anyone else on the Celtics you're really interested in, or is it just the revenge game narrative?
Just the revenge game narrative for me. I'm going to take a wait-and-see approach on any Marcus Smart, you know, kind of see how he plays. He is only 5,000. So if you need that cheap shooting guard, I guess you could take a shot with Marcus Smart, but I'm going to wait and see how he plays in one game first.
Yeah, we're good at shooting guard. If we had a cheap shooting guard, we're going with Dwayne Wade. So yeah. Portland is at Utah. Utah Jazz, a 4.5-point favorite, 207 over-under. Do we just ignore this game?
Yeah. I don't see any reason to play anyone in this game.
So let's just go straight to our all-tournament team.
Okay.
We've not assigned anyone all-tournament team value. So it's very possible we'll mention someone as all-tournament team that we've not even talked about. One guy I would submit as a possibility because of the uncertainty about their rotation is Dennis Smith Jr.
Okay. I like it.
He's $7,000 on FanDuel. That's not a great deal. But he's right in that same price range as a lot of guys that we kind of like, with Jamal Murray, with Goran Dragic, even with DeJounte Murray. So is there anybody you like better than that, I guess?
No. But real quickly, we made a little bit of a mistake on the Utah game.
Okay.
Because we can play Royce O'Neal again if Ricky Rubio's out. So that's just one guy to consider if we need a value play at small forward.
Okay, Mike, I know we can play Royce O'Neal again, but do we want to?
Maybe. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
He's topped 33 FanDuel points in two of his last three games. The only problem with that is I played him in the other one. At shooting guard position, our all-tournament team play, I think Lou Williams' ownership's probably going to be too high for that, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think maybe Oladipo, maybe.
Yeah, I think more people will play Harden than Oladipo, yeah. And most people will play cheaper shooting guards. So I'll go with Oladipo there. At small forward, looking for an all-tournament team play.
Oof. I mean, you can never say a guy like LeBron, but maybe Otto Porter again.
I was going to say Rudy Gay.
I mean, if you think he's going to, I don't know how many minutes I think he's going to play, but
I don't necessarily either, but I don't think it's going to be less than 20. I was thinking he'd be right around 20 minutes, although he was less than that. Nah, I'm ruling that out. Let's go with Otto Porter.
Okay.
He was kind of a disappointment yesterday, so maybe some people will stay away from him. At the power forward position, is it,
for me, I think it's going to be Dwight Powell.
Okay.
I don't know what's going to happen with Dallas and, you know, minutes now that they're, you know, committing to tanking. And he's at 6,700, which is by far the highest price we've ever seen for him. But he's still a value. I mean, he's putting up 30 plus fantasy points consistently now. So Dwight Powell's my tournament.
How do you feel about Miles Turner at center?
Perfect.
Okay, let's move on to the FanDuel lineup. We've got Chris Paul and Goran Dragic as our point guards. We have Tyreek Evans and Dwayne Wade as our shooting guards. Jimmy Butler is locked in at small forward. We need another one. We have no power forwards for the second consecutive day. Just nothing at power forward comes out of the game talk. And we've got Alex Lynn plugged in at center. That gives us 6,100 per position still,
yep.
Which I like. We could go with one more quasi-stud and a couple of cheap plays, or we could just go with more of a balanced build.
Yeah, no, we have a lot of options here. And the question I'll have for you will be, how do we feel about, like, Dragan Bender? Like, does that give us enough to get another stud or not?
It's going to put us really close. Bender's price down to $3,800. That gives us $7,250 per player. So, I mean, it depends. You could absolutely play Bender and Giannis. But now you only have 3,700 left. Mm. So I don't know that the answer might be no. That doesn't quite give you enough to play another stud, at least on FanDuel, because I don't think there's a $3,700 play that you really like.
Well, there is, but you have to do a Phoenix Suns stack. You can play Marquise Chris.
Okay.
That's how I would do it if I was, you know, if you really were committed to getting Giannis in there, I would consider just stacking up the Suns, but
let's do it. Let's do it over on FanDuel. We're not playing both those guys on DraftKings as well, so you don't want to have too much exposure. I would not have Bender and Chris in a ton of your lineups, but for this particular lineup, it gives us a bit of a Suns stack. We've got Chris Paul and Goran Dragic, who used to play for the Suns, Tyreek Evans and Dwayne Wade, Jimmy Butler and Giannis, Dragon Bender and Marquise Chris, and Alex Lynn at the center position. Moving over to DraftKings, we've got Evans and Butler locked in. We've got Lynn and Satoransky. We've got Aaron Baines at utility. We've got 63-33 per position. We'll start at the small forward. We mentioned Otto Porter as an all-tournament type play. He's $7,000. Is there any small forward you really love on DraftKings besides him?
Not anyone that I love at this point. I think that there will be a little bit of value that kind of opens up, but nobody that I love at this point. So I'm fine locking him in at this, you know, if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, we'll put Otto Porter at small forward. That gets us to power forward. We are down to 6,000 per player left. We have a power forward and a forward left to fill. And what this kind of tells me is that we don't necessarily love power forward and forward tonight.
Yeah, no, I'm not really in love with it. I think the guy that we mentioned that we could plug in here would be Dwight Powell. He's a lot better value here on DraftKings at 5,800. So looking, at the price discrepancy, I think that makes him a good value here. Plus, you also get the double-double bonus if he can get there. If you did that, it'd leave you with 6,200.
So you just want to lock in Brandon Ingram at our forward for that?
Yeah.
Okay, so that gives us Tyreek Evans, Jimmy Butler, Otto Porter, Dwight Powell, Alex Lynn. And then at guard, we've got Satoransky. At forward, we have Brandon Ingram. And at utility, we have Aaron Baines. This is going to go better than Thursday night. There's no question about that. It won't go worse than Thursday night did. It's a monster slate. There will be more news coming out later in the evening. That's why you need to be on Sportsline. You need to be a member. You need to use the promo code DFSPodcast and get your first month for $1. What you also need to do is tune in next week. We'll have more of the Sportsline DFS Podcast.